The city of Unalaska has agreed to settle a lawsuit with the Environmental Protection Agency over more than 4,000 Clean Water Act violations by the city's wastewater treatment plant. Although the lawsuit and settlement are unique to Unalaska, city officials say wastewater is likely going to be an issue in coming years for other Alaskan communities as well. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
This is one of those times that David actually beat Goliath.
That was Unalaska Mayor Shirley Marquardt speaking at Tuesday night's city council meeting. The council voted unanimously at the meeting to sign a $340,000 settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice. That's much less than the $150 million fine the EPA had originally sought. The terms of the settlement aren't final until they've been approved by the DOJ, but City Attorney Brooks Chandler says that after all the time the parties have dedicated to hashing out the details, the deal should go forward without a hitch. In addition to the fine, the settlement requires the city construct a new wastewater treatment plant and a storage tank for landfill runoff. The projects, which are expected to cost $18 million, should bring the city up to national water quality standards. Currently, the city's wastewater treatment plant struggles to control discharge of sewage and heavy metals. City Manager Chris Laddick says the way the existing system is set up, runoff from the landfill, which contains lots of heavy metals, flows into the wastewater treatment plant and coats the UV lights that are supposed to kill harmful bacteria in the sewage.
Now you're outside of the parameters of your permit. You got to take the bulbs out, you got to clean them, and those guys have to clean them constantly.
Laddick says the new system will use chemical treatments, including chlorine, to remove the heavy metals and kill the bacteria. Councillor Dave Gregory said at the meeting that he's happy the city will be improving the quality of its wastewater.
Yeah, I think the highlight of this is that we're going to have a wastewater treatment plant that's going to make a significant impact in the water that gets into the bay. And so I think in that regard that there's a positive.
Several other councillors echoed Gregory's comments, but added that the solution will come at a high cost to city residents. Manager Chris Laddick says utilities customers will almost definitely see an increase in their bills, although it's not clear when. Laddick says depending on the final project costs and how much the council decides to subsidize the utility, customers could see an increase of $80 or more on their monthly sewer bills. Although this is likely the end of the current wastewater treatment issue, Laddick adds that the settlement doesn't guarantee anything beyond 2021. He says it's not unreasonable to imagine more stringent wastewater regulations in the future, both for Unalaska and other communities in the state.
On a statewide basis, the policy that was passed by Senator Stevens in 1979 had 78 villages that exempted them from applying for a waiver for secondary treatment. And now I think all bets are off. So some of the communities that are on that list are Bethel, and Kotzebue, Dillingham. I think some of the larger ones, when they go to renew, they're going to have to build plants, is my guess.
The new plants he's referring to are secondary wastewater treatment plants, which Laddick says cost many millions of dollars more than the enhanced primary treatment system the city is planning to build. In the meantime, the current settlement should be finalized by the end of May, with the wastewater treatment plant construction going out to bid by December. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.